You need to go to war with the demons in your head. Go to war with that little voice in your head that's telling you that you're not good enough.
If you go visit the darkness that you've been running from, you'll have the opportunity to leave a better person. You'll have a better understanding of yourself. You'll have a better understanding of your purpose. But if you don't take that trip and the darkness comes visits you, it's a guest that will never leave.
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around. Turn around, face them, man up.
Your mind is a war zone, and you can't think or feel your way out of that war zone. You have to act your way out of it. You demonstrate who you are and what you believe through your actions, not your thoughts or your words. So when your mind starts telling you that you're weak, when your mind starts telling you that you're lazy, and you choose to go to the gym as a response, you are proving to yourself that you are not weak. You are proving to yourself that you're not lazy. This is how you win the war with yourself. You take all those negative thoughts, you take all those self-limiting beliefs, and you say, no, I'm going to prove myself right. The more you continue to do that, the more you continue to prove yourself right, your mind's gonna keep saying, oh, I'm lazy, oh, I'm weak, but you're gonna look around and you're gonna see all the results proving that you are not weak, proving that you are strong. When your mind tells you you're a failure, all you have to do is look around and you see the results of success.
On a day-to-day basis, go and fight my demons in the best place where it's me versus me, and it's in the gym.
That whenever I'm down, I'm like, oh, hang on, motherfucker. Oh, you know the truth. You know the truth. You know the darkness of the dungeons and the demons that fly. You know. And then from there, it's like, okay, you were there. You know this. There was no one there to pick up the rucksack, to pick up the boat, to pick up the log, to go in there. It was you. It was you. There was no pat on the back at 300, at 275, at 250, at 220. No, that was you.
This dude said, there's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
Suffering? Pain? Failure? 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 Self-doubt? Darkness. And then a whole bunch of light. But to get to this light, you gotta go through all of this shit. I can get over here, but over here, man, this is much better because I gotta go through this journey that is not fun. This from 20 to 100%, this shit in between is not fun. So we decide to live over here.
Never fear a storm. Learn to dance in the rain.
The fear that people have when they're starting out is that they say things like, I have nothing going for me. I have no advantages. I have nothing to my name. I have no money. I have no network. I have no resources. But using Rory Sutherland's reframing, it also means that you have nothing to lose, which makes you incredibly dangerous. And I think people wildly underestimate how many shots on goal you can take when you have nothing to lose. Whereas when someone has something to lose, they have to be more and more selective about the shots they take. And so you have the perfect conditions for taking risk because the worst case scenario is baseline, is where you're currently at.
What have you learned about how to deal with and overcome fear?
Go. It's you. When all that fear that's in your head, all the what ifs and the scenarios that you create inside your own mind that are way worse than anything that is actually going to happen, they all disappear when you go. So just take action and start moving forward. That is the moment that can last a million years is waiting to go.
What's holding people back from excelling beyond average? Do you think it's talent, belief?
I think people don't do very much. I think people do a lot of talking about doing, not a lot of doing. And I think it's the doing that does everything. And whether it's lack of motivation, lack of focus, lack of 100 different things, it just comes down to number of actions taken per unit of time. And I think the vast majority of people just wildly underestimate the volume that's required.
If I'm running on a treadmill and I get to mile 9 and I get complete cramp in one of my legs, and I know I've told myself I'm going to run 10 kilometers today, He goes, I will have to limp the last mile, even if no one's watching, because I can't let the demons in. And if I let the demons in, they'll show up in the 11th.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Round of a championship fight when there's 50,000 people watching me in the audience, and I know deep in my self story that I'm the type of person that quits when things get hard because I got off that treadmill at mile 9 when no one was watching. It would modify my self story. The commitments we keep to ourselves and what we do when no one's watching is the most persuasive evidence that governs everything we then do every day thereafter.
If I can keep beating myself, if I can keep doing that, then that means that I'm in a battle with the only person that makes sense. I'm in a battle with the only person that I really want to beat, and that's me.
You can do two things. You can run and hide, curl up in a ball, and let the world just beat you to death. Or you can dig your heels in. You figure out how to, you know, you have to figure out yourself, and then you dig in and you fight. I literally, the day we got back from Mexico, I had a quote installed on my wall. It says, "May God have mercy upon my enemies, because I won't."
I knew that I was not going to be stopped. You know, so at the age of 18, this was my life, right? So you can't possibly become better than me because you're not spending the time on it that I do. Even if you want to spend the time on it, you can't, because you have other things. You have other responsibilities that are taking you away from it. So I already won.
Listen, every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the face, man. Could be anything. Could be you get up and you walk downstairs, you got a flat tire, and you're late for work, and you got this and that. Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy shit at you, right? And you have to be ready for it, and you got to deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on. You have to get up. Every day when I get up out of bed, I strap up and I'm getting ready for work.
Do you ever wake up and you say, "I don't want to do it today"?
I fight against my mind. Yes, sometimes it's up, and we are all human beings. We are not happy every day. We are, you know, not in a good mood every day. It's normal. It's part of us.
What do you do to overcome that?
I fight against that.
Go do something that's hard. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win. You may lose. You may succeed, you may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better. If you avoid those things that are hard, if you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water, I can tell you this is not a good move. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just get up, move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is, and go attack it. And you may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better.
Who are you? Who are you? You know, the foundations that you build yourself on, your looks or your money or your family or your friends, all left you at that point, haven't they? What's left? Just you, mano to mano. Who's talking inside? Is there anything left? You're at the bottom of the barrel. No place to go but up. Stand back up in a cloudy day until the sun comes out. That is your finest hour.
I found out that your worst enemy is you and your ability to stay true to the thing that you want to do. If you lie to yourself and cheat yourself, well, then you're not fooling anybody but yourself. But if you actually get up every day and you got that action, and you got that energy that's like, I have to go and do this because I'm trying to get here. And you know every day you're working towards that, well, you're going to get there. It may take you longer. Some may do it shorter, but you're not going to lose. So I got addicted to winning. And I found that you can win more when you surround yourself with more winners. I found that putting yourself in the environment of motivational, inspirational personnel, people that just want shit out of life, it's addictive. You get that, like that rubs off. So my surroundings changed. My ideas grew.
So many people might have been able to do so many awesome things if they could really do what they wanted to do, instead of just, you know, following the beaten path.
Bro, If you're succeeding at a life that you hate, imagine how great you'd be at one that you actually enjoyed. Mm. But there's so many people that are crushing it and they're not fired up for what they do. Imagine how good you could be if you actually woke up on a morning and were excited for what you were about to do.
Fear is gone. Make up your mind that fear is not going to stop you from doing the thing you really want to do. Step out and do it today.